接下来这首诗好像第一次唱嘛，那大家就一起跟着唱看看。
Impossible, you can't. courage. You can just remember that He said He'll be there. When I called on Jesus, on things that are possible, I came on wing like eagles in soar. When I called on Jesus, mountains are gonna fall, 'cause the realm of heaven and earth come rescue me when I fall. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la la.
这一首应该也是蛮新的，所以大家一起开口上蛮快的节奏，所以应该很好唱。
Those favored I seek, the only name that matters to me. So be the friendship and affection I need. Feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me.Yours is the name has saved. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love is all I'd ever needed. Yours will be the only name that matters to me.Matters to me. Your sister Nathan has saved. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love is all that I ever needed. I wake up in the land.Jesus, Jesus.
家一起来。
啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦
啦啦啦
Peter will be our interpreter this morning. the topic of this sermon is Hallelujah.
今天的题目是哈利路亚。
This is a Christian familiar and common term that we use often.
这是我们基督徒经常使用的一个词。
Actually, the idiom and the slang is common in every dialect and language.
我们每种语言都有一些习语和俗语。
You may not be very expressive in the meaning or understanding, but there's idiom and slang in every language and dialect.
就是这些俗语和习语的话，有些时候这个意思不是很明确，有的时候不容易猜到它的意思。
In the Christian circle, it's also the idiom and slang that we have to care about.
我们基督徒生活中也有一些经常使用的这种习惯性的语言。
What does Hallelujah mean to you?
这个哈利路亚对大家每一位有什么样的意义呢
？And what does Amen mean to you too?
Amen 这个词大家明白它的意思吗
？Non-Christian may not understood these two terms.
可能是非基督徒他们不见得完全理解这两个词的意思。
In fact, Christian may not be actually understand the true meaning of these terms.
也不是所有的基督徒都真正理解这两个词真正的意思。
There's a new immigrant have a new experience when he came to North America.
有一个新移民来到北美。
He ride on the Greyhound bus and try to put his small bag on the overhead rack.
他坐那个灰狗的那个长途车，然后把他的背包放在上面的行李架上。
And as he finished putting the bag up there, someone yelled at him, "Look out!"
当他这个把这个放在上面的以后，旁边就有人这个跟他喊这个 "Look out!"
And he said, "What's to see out there?"
他就跟人家说这个往外看什么 ？Look out!
At the same time, his little bag fell and hit his head.
包也从上面掉下来了，砸到他头上了。
And then he learns that "Look out" means "Watch out!"
所以大家知道，这 "Look out" 跟这里跟 watch out 是一个意思，就是让你不是让你往外看，而是说小心。
Hallelujah, it used 25 times in OT, all in the Book of Psalms.
在这个哈利路亚这个词，在旧约中出现了23次，全部都在诗篇。
And in the New Testament is four times only the song, all in the Book of Revelation.
在新约里边出现了四次，都是在启示录。
It's a special term, but it's a heavy strike, impact on Christian life.
它这个是一个经常用的这个词，但而且它在基督徒生活当中有非常重要的意义和影响。
So let's do a word study of this important term, Hallelujah.
我们现在就学学哈利路亚这个词。
This is a Hebrew word.
是个希伯来文。
Actually, it's two words to become a combined word.
是两个词合在一起的。
Hallelujah is one word.
哈利路是一个词。
In fact, some Hebrew scholars they said this "Hali" is one word, "Lu" is another word.
还有一种说法就是说，哈利自己是一个词，然后这个路是又是一个词。
Hali is pray, Lu is you.
哈利是赞美，路是你的意思。
But actually, this hallelujah is one word without a subject.
啊，但是这个哈利路在一起放在一起呢，就是它现在后边没有一个宾语。
路Yah is Yahweh, Jehovah.
啊，这个 Yah 的意思就是亚卫在，就是耶和华的意思。
So when we say Hallelujah, we have to understand what does it mean.
啊，我们说哈利路亚的时候，就应该知道它的意思。
It's something that we want to praise the Lord, our Jehovah God.
啊，这个是说我们要敬拜耶和华神。
And actually, it's not only our own expression; it's also an invitation, asking people to praise the Lord together with us.
不光是我们这个赞美耶和华神，而是向所有的人发出一个邀请，来一起赞美耶和华神。
I just mentioned there's only 23 times in the Old Testament. It's all in Psalm, the Book of Psalms.
那在旧约里边有23次来说，有出现哈利路亚，那么全部是都在这个诗篇里边。
But it's a very interesting arrangement in the Book of Psalms regarding Hallelujah.
那这个呢，哈利路亚也有一个很非常这个有意思的研究。
From chapter 1:11 to 1:13, this psalm begins with Hallelujah. You can look it up from your Bible.
诗篇111篇到113篇是从哈利路亚这个开始的，在圣经里面是写的是 Praise the Lord.
Something that I'm very thankful to the deacon for that. Now every row of the chair, you got a Chinese Bible there.
中文的圣经啊，它现在都有吗？那个每一个，因为牧师跟那个因为跟牧师跟那个执事会讲，每一个座位前面都会有一本。
So you may just open your Bible and follow with the sermon. You can check on the 1:11 to 1:13.
那请大家现在就打开你手里边的圣经啊，牧师邀请你们，然后翻到诗篇的113篇也往后看到111篇。
And then the second group is 1:15 to 1:17 is closing with Hallelujah.
那115篇到117篇呢是结束的时候是哈利路亚。
So 1:11 to 1:13 is beginning, 1:15 to 1:17 is ending.
111篇到113篇是以哈利路亚开始，115篇到117篇是以哈利路亚结尾。
Even the astonishing is that chapter 146 to 150, the beginning and end with the Hallelujah.
更加惊人的是，146篇到150篇，那么开头和结尾都是哈利路亚。
You may say, "Oh, I didn't see the Hallelujah. There is just only the 赞美主."
那你们大家可以说这个其实没有看到哈利路亚，但是我们只看到这个赞美主，英文是 Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord is the word in Hebrew. Hallelujah is a heavy strike impacting.Impacting the terms that for Hebrews, Israel people.
那这个是在希伯来文里面呢，那就是赞美主，就是哈利路亚，哈利路亚就是赞美主。他在这个希伯来文里面，这个对基督徒或者以色列人的影响是非常非常之大。
So next time when you read chapter 150, like we're going to read now, we can read Hallelujah to begin and Hallelujah to end instead of praise the Lord.
那我们读的时候，150篇的时候，我们实际可以用哈利路亚开始，也可以用哈利路亚这个词结束。
The Book of Psalms is an interesting book. The Book of Psalms is an interesting book.
那诗篇这一本书是很有意思的一本书。
We can say it reflects and echoes with our actual life.
因为整本书啊都啊反映的啊都是我们的啊真实的生活。
Lots of Christians love the book very much because it reflects our actual life.
啊，不是所有的这个圣经上的这个每一篇都能这样反映我们真实的人生。
Christian, by reading through the book of Psalm, always get help and encouragement, even teachings.
啊，那基督徒读这本书的时候呢，从当中总能是找到这个帮助鼓励，还有教诲。
哎 ，see we get the summit and valley of life。
啊，这是高峰，人生的高峰或者低谷。
Depressed and excitement。
啊，我们有低潮的时候，也有是朝气蓬勃的时候。
The 150 chapters describe us life just like hiking up and down in the mountains.
啊，那诗篇这就是像我们描绘的，就像我们在这个途穿越山里边这个 hiking， 就是远足的时候经历这个山里边的这个起起伏伏。
We have a difficult, hard time of climbing up the mountain.
我们爬往上爬的时候会累得气喘吁吁。
But when we go to when we hike up to the top of the mountain, we see the great view.
当我们山顶的时候，到达山顶的时候，看到四周美丽的景色。
When you rest there and the view, then you have a different, very different happiness and joyful experience there.
那我们可以得到一个休息，同时欣赏风景，那种这个体验是美妙无比。
So we have to read carefully and read through the book of Psalms to echo and reflect our actual life.
那我们就读这个诗篇的时候，就可以要认真仔细，然后从中也能体会到我们自己的人生的这样起起伏伏的这样的经历。
But the climax of the book of Psalms is the ending chapters that bring us to joyful praises and thanksgiving.
那这本书诗篇的高潮在最后一章，也是让我们知道这个在最后一章的时候，就是有我们有这种赞美主的这个喜悦然后同时我们自己也是有这种安慰和得着。
I just mentioned chapters 146 to 150 is the beginning and ending with Alleluia and the book.
那刚才说了，这个146到150篇是以哈利路亚这个词开头和结尾的。
And this is the highest point at the last chapter of this book of Psalms.
那也是这个诗篇这本书的高潮。
And it claimed to be the book of Hallelujah.
那也被称为叫做这个哈利路亚书。
Now let's together explore Psalm 150, 1 to 6 through 6 rounds of Q&A, question and answers.
那我们现在一起研读这个诗篇的150篇一到六节，是以这种问答的形式，起问的形式。
I'm going to have a quick sermon for you to bring home of deeper thought tonight and this week.
那我们牧师用很短的这个这样的这个今天的讲道呢，把一个很深的理解这本书的这个功课，那今天晚上你们回家，那今天带给大家。
And the last Wednesday prayer meeting, I'm very happy to heard a brother said he reflect my sermon on the last Sunday.
那我们在祷告会里边呢，也是祷告，就是说弟兄姐妹在听完道以后，在晚上的时候，牧师可以是希望大家可以深深的思想。
So tonight, on your dining table, there's one extra dish, barbecue, today's preaching.
那这今天那就在平时我们除了我们自己平时的这个灵修的这个时候，今天因为是主日，牧师讲了这篇道以后，你们就额外的 晚上多了一道菜。
Yeah, enjoy your mom's cooking and enjoy the barbecue of this preaching.
你们吃好吃的这个的同时的话，也可以这个回想这位牧师今天讲到的这个美味。
Six rounds of Q&A.
啊，这那就是说我们来这个有六回的这个问答。
What, when, where, why, how, who?
这个就是是什么？什么时候？在哪里？为什么？怎样？是谁？
This six question will help us to explore and dig into this chapter of Psalm chapter 150.
我们用这种方式呢，就是把这个诗篇150篇到一到六节呢，仔细的从头到尾的走一下。
What?
是什么？
There's no doubt of the theme of this chapter because it in the beginning and in the ending it stays very clear.
那这篇经文的150篇，它的这个主题呢是毋庸置疑的，因为在开头和结尾已经说得很清楚了。
It says praise the Lord.
开始就是说赞美主。
I hope you really get this. Praise the Lord is Hallelujah.
那我们刚才讲了Praise the Lord 和 Hallelujah 是一个意思。
So the beginning and the ending of chapter 150, the last chapter of the book of Psalms, is Hallelujah.
那诗篇的最后一篇150篇从开始到结尾都是 Hallelujah.
That's the theme of this chapter and the book of Psalms.
那这个也是这个主题是这篇的主题，也是整个这个诗篇这本的书的这个主题。
So the first answer to the first question is Alleluia.
那第一个 Q&A 的这个问答的这个答案就很清楚了，就是答案就是 Hallelujah.
And the second question, when shall we Hallelujah?
那第二个问题呢，就是什么时候我们才说哈利路亚？
There's a small print, small print out there. U is omitted.
有一个小字在最后，这个 U 呢，这个是被省略了。
Both in Chinese and English is the U is omitted.
在英文和中文的翻译里边呢，这个 U 都被省略了。
What's the meaning of omitting the U?
这个是对你来讲有什么意义呢？省略这种省略。
No subject of the sentence.
没有这个主语这个意义为什么会是这样？
This is an order.
那这个是一个是命令和吩咐。
So don't need to have a subject. Don't have to say you, but just the action.
那他不用强调这个主语了，而且是只是一种命令，只你们这样做就好了。
Someone you say attention.
就是像这个我们说的是大家请注意，那个时候那个以后面也没有强调这个注意。
Yep, so the tension is tension for everybody down there.
就是说请注意的是不管你是谁你都要打起精神来。
An order.
也是一个命令。
So Alleluia actually is the order from our Lord that we should praise the Lord.
那这个实际哈利路亚是这个从神来的一个命令让你一同不管你是谁一同来赞美主。
When your parents ask you to do something, he doesn't have to name you, right? Just go and do it.
父母让你做事情的时候也不用非得喊你的名字，那就是说只要是一声命令你就要行动起来。
Or you may say, "Oh, my parents are very nice. They never give command order in a hard way."
你们也可能你们的爸爸妈妈比较 对你们态度比较好，从来不用这种的方式。
Then maybe invitation.
那这个呢，还有一个就是是一个邀请，也是。
Hey, don't just look at the kids. You have to just apply it on yourself.
那不光是我们要让孩子这样，我们自己也是应该照着这样的行。
Alleluia is an order. If in a nice way, it's an invitation that we have to do it.
那你可以认为它是一个吩咐和命令。那么这个从好的方面的理解，你可以把它当成一个邀请。
For order, command, and invitation means that we have to do it now and do it always.
那因为是命令。是吩咐，也是邀请，所以我们一定不要迟疑，马上做，随时做。
How often do we praise the Lord?
我们是不是时常来赞美主
？We have to do it now and do it always.
我们现在就要开始，而且要永远这么做。
Oh, this is the answer of the second question. When?
那。这个就是第二个QA 这个提问的答案，就是什么时候我们要赞美主
？Now and always。
现在直到永远。
And we come to the before we come to the third Q&A, actually the following is a very thorough instruction how to do Alleluia。
那在。第三个问题开始以前，我们还是这个看一看这个详细的这个指引，就是如何来赞美主。
And it lists in the following verses.
那就是在接下来的这个经文里边都有一个有一个列表。
We have to take note and we take serious about the following instructions.
那我们对这个上面的这个这个指引的话，我们要非常认真仔细的来看。
Where shall we Alleluia？
那我们在什么地方来赞美主？在哪里
？If you look at the Bible, it says, "Praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens."
那在圣经上告诉我们的很清楚了。那就是在哪里？是在他的圣所，这是在他显能力的穹苍。
Where is the sanctuary? What is the sanctuary?
那什么是圣所？是耶和华的圣所。
In a contemporary world, is inside the church.
那我们现在的理解那就是在教堂里面。
Or within the Christian groups.
在我们的小组和团契当中。
Sunday service, prayer meeting. Sunday worship and prayer meeting.
是我们的主日的敬拜和我们的祷告会里边。
Small group meeting.
我们的小这个我们的小的这种团契的小的聚会。
Sunday school.
还有是主日学。
Special event occasions.
我们这种特别的这种活动。
Like a Baptism service, Christmas service, Easter celebration.
圣诞节，复活节，还有受洗的这个仪式。
Inside the sanctuary, we should hear and shout Hallelujah to the Lord.
那在这种时候，我们要大声的赞美主。
Oh, that's have no doubt. We should do it within our Christian group.
那这是没有疑惑的，就是我们在这个我们的基督徒的这个团体里边，我们就要这样赞美主。
If we don't hear Hallelujah within a Christian group, where can we hear Hallelujah?
如果我们不在我们的这个基督徒的团体里边一起赞美主，那我们还指望在其他的什么地方来听到这样赞美主的声音
？But you also mentioned not.Only inside the sanctuary, also in His mighty heaven.
那我们上面经文上说了，不再是在他的圣所里面，而且是在圣所外面的，就是说的这个穹苍显能力的，他彰显主耶和华能力的穹苍以外。
That means from Monday to Saturday.
那就是在圣所以外，那就是周一到周六的时候。
Your daily life.
我们日常的生活。
Within your non-Christian friend circle.
在我们与非基督徒的朋友或同事相处的时候。
Your laborers, your colleagues, your co-workers, your school friends, your relatives, and your families.
我们的家人，我们的朋友，我们的邻居，我们的同事等等。
Christian or non-Christian doesn't matter. You have to say Alleluia in your daily life, even outside of your Christian meetings.
不管是不是和基督徒我们在我们的日常生活中都要赞美主。
How well do your neighbors know that you're Christian?
那你们的邻居有没有知道你是基督徒？他们是不是了解的对这件事了解的清不清楚
？Can they see you see Jesus in your life？
他们能不能从你身上看到主耶稣的荣美形象
？Alleluia in the sanctuary and also in the mighty heaven of the Lord。
那我们在。他的圣所里面，在教会里面，同时我们在我们日常生活在外面的时候，我们一样都要赞美主。
I promise to have a quick sermon. So now we come to the fourth Q&A. Why?
牧师就是答应，就是说很快的讲。那我们现在来到第四个，就是为什么要赞美主。
But surprisingly, it is only in the verse 2 of this chapter.
那这个是在第二节的时候在这个经文里边就是出现，就是问的就是为什么要赞美主。
There's two areas. There's a praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness.
他是在第二节，要因他大能的作为赞美他，按着他极美的大德赞美他。
This is two areas that we can alleluia.
他就是说是两个部分，是第一个是他大能的作为，然后还有一个就是他极美的大德。
How do you the alleluia of the Lord's powerful acts in your life?
那你们怎么在我们日常生活当中赞美耶和华的大能。
One time when I was in Hong Kong, the people there's one person came into the sanctuary and said, "Alleluia!"
有一次牧师在香港的时候，就一个人进来，大声的这个高喊哈利路亚。
And I asked him why.
那牧师就问他是这个为什么你要
这么。He said, "Today I came late, but." I find a parking spot right in front of the church building. Hallelujah!
这个人来的这个时间稍微晚了一点，但是还是找了一个停车位，所以他就大喊哈利路亚。
Powerful acts in your daily life.
那就是说神在你们生活当中彰显他自己的大能。
Big or small.
无论是大是小。
The biggest powerful acts is the salvation, personal salvation you experienced.
最大的这种大能的作为就是主耶稣基督对每一位基督徒的救赎。
Of course, we also experience the life changing after we become Christian. It's not our own power, it's the powerful acts of the Lord in you.
我们变成基督徒以后，我们自己生命的改变。这是神的大能，而不是靠我们自己的肉身可以能够达到这种生命的转变的。
Of course, also daily protection and daily provision, like the brother in Hong Kong, just I mentioned, how he say Alleluia, because it's a parking spot right in front of the church building.
那还有神平时对我们的这种保护和我们对我们的这个日常的供应这都是我们要赞美主的。就像在香港的那位弟兄，他找到了一个停车位他也喊赞美主。
Did you experience the Lord's powerful acts just this morning? Don't forget to Alleluia.
不知道弟兄姐妹们今天早晨有没有经历神的这样奇妙的这个作为如果有的话你都应该高喊哈利路亚。
I woke up this morning early around 5 o'clock, and I able to go back to sleep. I Alleluia.
牧师今天早上5点钟就醒了，醒了以后又能安然入睡，所以牧师感谢赞美主。
I woke up by alarm o'clock.
牧师是特地是上了这个闹钟在五点钟。
I get a little the flu, the cold, so do pray for me that I get recover soon.
牧师也是有点伤寒，所以的话，弟兄姐妹为牧师的身体祷告。
I have to experience God's power has to help me to get over the flu.
那牧师也是向神呼求，也是求神来医治他的这个伤风感冒。
But another even more important reason for us to Alleluia is for His greatness, surpassing greatness.
那还有一个的话，我们要赞美主的，就是因他极美的大德。
Hey, how well do you know about our God?
我们对我们的神了解多少
？In other way to present to you is that how well are you able to introduce God to other people？
换一种说法就是说，你会怎样能把这位神介绍给别人？
You may say, I love my spouse. I got a perfect spouse that God had provided to me.
你也有可能是神给你有准备了一位非常好的配偶。
But how can you describe how nice, how good that your spouse is?
你们怎么像跟别人能把他这样他的这个好能介绍给别人，让别人知道？
I got a wonderful wife. You all know.
师母很好。
And it's not perfect, but there is good in so many ways.
这个不是最完美的，但是方方面面都是那样的好。
Good translation.
Well, thank you.
Later on, we have the Holy Communion, and the bread is baked by Mrs. Kwok.
Baked. 我们等一下有圣餐，这个圣餐的面包就是师母预备的，她自己烤。
This is only one of the greatness of my wife.
这个也不单，这只是其中一个了。
Too many to mention.
对，太多太多的好处，牧师在这里讲不完的。
Same way, how well do you know God? How can you introduce your God to people about His greatness and His wonderful?
那你对神了解的有多少？那你怎么样把他的这样的神的荣美和大德可以介绍给别人
？Why we have to hallelujah？ Why we have to praise the Lord？
我们为什么要高唱哈利路亚？我们来赞美主。
Don't forget to barbecue today's preaching in tonight's dinner.
那我们在吃晚餐的时候也千万不要忘了回想这个牧师今天在这个讲道的时候为大家提供属灵上的大餐。
Why do you have personally praised the Lord?
我们为什么需要我们自己来感谢赞美主？
Well, it comes to the other. The fifth Q&A, how?
那我们来到第五个 Q 问答就是怎样赞美主。
This is in the verses 3-5。
这个是在诗篇的三到五节，一百五十篇的三到五节。
It's a half of the chapter. Half of the chapter.
这个是基本上是这个这本书的一半的位置。
So it's very important.
这个一半的位置，中间的位置，那也是非常重要的。
Chapter three, verses 3-5 says, "Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre."Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the string and flute. Praise him with the crash of cymbal. Praise him with the resounding cymbal.
要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他，击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和拔的和箫的和箫赞美他，用大声的拔赞美他，用高声的拔赞美他。
We have just named all the instruments mentioned here.
那在这个这三节里边已经列了这么多的这个乐器是用来赞美耶和华的。
Well, we may not note what kind of instrument is that.
我们不知道所有的这个那个时候有一共有什么多少的乐器。
But it try to name whatever this psalmist can think of and present to them. Present.
但是这几节经文里边，就是能尽量的列举他们能想到的这种乐器来用来赞美主。
If you count, there's 8 different kind of instrument mentioned.
如果我们大家数一下的话，有八个。
Actually, it's more.
八种乐器。
Yeah, actually, it's more than 8.
但实际上也比八个还多。
Because strings is more than one kind of string, like a guitar is different kind of guitar.
因为他说丝弦的乐器的话，这个弦乐在里边这个不只是这一种，因为弦乐的话也有好多种。
The point is that there's no reservation.
就是说这里边实际上想要告诉大家的就是说没有保留用所有可能的乐器来赞美主。
What's your attitude toward praising the Lord?
那我们赞美主的时候是有什么样的一个态度？
When you serve the Lord, when you give your offering, when you give your time.
那我们侍奉主的时候，那我们用我们的奉献用我们的时间来侍奉他。
How do you hallelujah? How do you praise the Lord?
那我们怎样高唱哈利路亚？我们怎样来赞美主
？Within your family, maybe you can discuss on this on your this how of this ring when you have supper together.
今天晚上我们吃饭的用晚餐的时候，可以家人在一起思想我们如何来怎样来赞美主
？To encourage one another.
我们互相勉励。
To serve the Lord as a family.
我们家人同心合一的侍奉主。
The last question. Who?
最后一个问题是谁
？I just dropped my Bible. Okay. Who? In Bible it says, "Let everything that has." Right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
是在第六节，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
So, not only human beings.
那不只是人类了。
When you hear the dog bark,
你当我们听到这个狗叫的时候
，you might be feeling it's annoying.
我们大家可能觉得这个很吵人。
But this is something to praising the Creator.
这个也是他来这个赞美这个造物主的一种方式。
When you in the midnight hear the person next sleeping to you snoring.
我们 在晚上睡觉的时候，如果旁边有人的话，你听到他打鼾。
Don't stop him or her.
啊，不要这个把他摇醒，或者是这个企图阻止他这个打鼾。
He's praising the Lord.
这个是也是也是一种方式，也是我们应该赞美主的一种方式。
It may be just a joke, but it says, "Let everything that breathe praise the Lord."
这可能是一点点笑谈，但是说这个第六节告诉我们，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
Have you praised the Lord this morning?
今天早上我们有没有一起赞美？有没有赞美主
？Even if you have bad breath this morning, you still have to. Hallelujah.
就是说，我们今天的话，早上的话，经历不是很开心的事情，或者我们依然要赞美主。
If the next person say Hallelujah, you have the bad breath, you still have to Hallelujah for him.
那就是我们一起说哈利路亚。如果你要闻到这个其他人的口气的话，那这样的话，即使这样，我们还是要赞美主。
Okay, six Q&A.
我们有六个这问题。
To help us good explore this chapter of Psalm 150.
来帮助我们理解和进一步认识这个诗篇一百五十篇的这个哈利路亚。
But I invite you to sing together an old traditional hymn that is very well elaborate the meaning of Hallelujah.
那我们牧师请这个邀请大家，就是在这个诗篇当中，这种以前的这种赞美主这种方式，整个的诗篇。
Lance is going to play the piano for us, so I'll let her to play one time to get the melody of this hymn. It's just, the blue wording have to sing twice and the green one three times, and then praise ye the Lord's the ending of the hymn.
那我们有唱一首，牧师会带我们唱一首诗歌，然后小圆会帮我们司琴，他会先弹一段这个歌曲的这个旋律，大家先熟悉一下。
好 ，Lance, please.Some people just can't wait. Okay, let's sing it together. Hallelujah, pray. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 我也有中文的 there's also Chinese. Let's sing in Chinese two times. When we sing, 赞美我主 can we clap our hands? 赞美我主 Okay.We sing it twice in Chinese.
Hallelujah, 赞美我主。Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 赞美我主。赞美我主。Hallelujah, 赞美我主。Hallelujah.赞美我主，哈利路亚，赞。
One more time, one last time.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 赞美我主。Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 赞美我主。赞美我主。Hallelujah, 赞美我主。Hallelujah, 赞美我主。Hallelujah, 赞美我主。
谢谢。Thank you, Peter, for a very good translation for me.